Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio, with your host, Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Global listeners, welcome to the Poetic Energy Network station with your host, Miss Poetic Energy, holding it down live in the evening time. It's yet another Thursday night open mic live. Oh, I'm getting tongue tied today, but that's all right. I'm so excited for always coming through with this segment of the show. It's always a great pleasure to fellowship with many of you out there. I thank you always for tuning in and supporting this show. All of those that just call in to listen in, I appreciate you just the same as those that call in and share. Tonight, we're just going to be a little bit shorter today because we got so many things going on because of the upcoming event. We have a lot of things that we're trying to pull together to make the event great and grand for you. But, you know, we got to keep our artists in rotation tonight, and especially those of them that are being honored and being recognized in the as part of the nominees for the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. I'm so excited about that. We have so many wonderful people coming, and I'm looking forward to just really having a great turnout during that event. We're going to get some artists in rotation, but first I am going to read one of my favorite pieces from the Synchronized Ink Anthology, one of the pieces that I've written in that collaboration. It's just one of my favorite. I love speaking about love. I love talking about love. So, and I am a woman of love, and I just love love. So I'm going to read this poem, very short, very sweet and to the point, but it says what I needed to say. I'm going to read it really quickly, and then we're going to get on with the show. The title of this poem is I Am Love, and Love is Me. I am love, and love is me. Love is the metaphysics, the DNA that makes up the molecules in me. I speak love, I give love, I bathe in love, and I relish a retreat in the coast of love. My poets excavate blood from the hollow of my veins. My heart bleeds and it spills with love, blood stain. I am love, and love is me. Wherever I go, love follows me. Love is my bulletproof shield in the valleys of the shadow of death. Love sustains me when I have given all my love to someone else. Love teaches me to unselfishly wipe away the tears from another's eyes before I wipe away the tears released from my own. In return, love rewards me with her precious gift of more love, unconditional love, sacred love, blissful love. Love maintains and comforts me and assures me I will never walk alone. I am love, and love is me. Love is and always will be the metaphysics, the DNA that makes up the molecules in me. Love made me into the person I needed to be. Love is the very thing that keeps me free. And that is my peace. I am love and love is me. I love reading that poem because it just really makes me feel, you know, love just illuminates from my eyes when I'm reading that piece. And I really feel the energy of love and the passion of love when I'm reading that piece. That's why I love it so much. And any time a person is of love, they understand and can feel the emotion behind that piece. Even though I'm not screaming and shouting it, you know, add no isms and schisms behind my delivery. It's just me speaking from my heart about just the very essence of love. And I want to continue. With that being said, I'm going to continue the show. Like I said, we have shortened the show for this evening, and we're going to get it on tonight for you guys, and we're going to keep it in rotation. Many of those who have been nominated for the Spoken Word Billboard Awards this evening, and we're just going to get it going here. Last week we missed you guys very, very much, and we're just going to keep the show going here. And just make it a great 30 minutes. All right, something's going on with my switchboard here. Let's see what's going on here. So let's go ahead and play one of our artists in rotation and see what we can do here. All right. All right, for some reason. Okay, well, we're going to lead it off with Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn with Romantic Blues. How about that? All right, Detroit and I love over listeners. This is Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn.
Mm-hmm. been damn good to be there. And since I'm there, as I rise up from my squat, I share your juices from my lips with kisses of your sweet honey taste. Damn, I'm living in the past. I've got the romantic blues when I think of you. I'm spending time romancing memories of sweet, sexy times with you. My body, it hardens just from the thought of you. How is it I can feel your tongue from my shoulders and down my spine as you are kissing my behind in the early morning dawn? Your body heat is grinding. You're wanting. You're waking me up to your sunshine in your early morning slippery dew. I feel you being too tight or me being too big as you ease down the flagpole. The look on your face is priceless. Every moment I spent with you is priceless. Now you're gone physically, but you're still here with me emotionally. I'm sitting here by this mental fire alone. Happy, your mind sad, I'm not yours. I was a happy man penetrating deep inside everything that you spread wide. So baby, what can I do to get back in you and relive those good times? Can't you see, baby? I've got the romantic blues when I think of you.
So many days since you went away, I often think of you night and day. But I know that someday, darling, I won't be troubled no more.
All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. You're tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network station with your host, Miss Poetic Energy, holding it down live in the evening time on this hour of Thursday Night Live, open mic. And I am always excited for this segment for the poets to come through and just to share and fellowship with you with words of expressions and from the heart and from the soul. It has been just a journey thus far. We have so much going on behind the scenes. I can't even just begin to share with you. Last week we missed you guys. We didn't have the show, but trust that it was, you know, it was much needed. We needed to take care of some things, and my co-host wasn't able to be here. He's not here tonight, but we just want him to get well, and you know, we look forward to him coming back very, very soon. But in the meantime, we're going to keep the show going. We have to shorten the show tonight as well. So, like I said, we have so many things coming up with the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. You know, it's just a lot of things. It's just one more month away. I can't believe the time has flown by so quickly. And it's just, you know, I'm just highly anticipating the moment of just meeting so many of you who I've been sharing with, you know, my thoughts and my prayers and things in the nature, encouragement in the cyber world. Some of you have met. And some of you I haven't had the pleasure of meeting. Some of you know me from a little girl. Or some of you know me as a woman, you know. But what the great thing about it is just it's amazing to be able to just entreat people and be able to just fellowship with others in love and in friendship. I just want to send a shout out to Miss Kelly, Miss Poet X in Motion. Miss in the chat room, she's hanging out with me tonight. So many probably thought, okay, we probably didn't have a show. They weren't sure if we were going to have a show tonight. But we do have a couple of people here hanging out on the switchboard. I appreciate your presence here. And just want to remind you, if you want to be heard, we just, you know, this is going to be a short show tonight. Select option one. Obviously, you know the number because you're on the switchboard. So with that being said, we're going to continue the show. And let me just keep it fresh, fresh. I want to play one of our artists. I don't know what's going on with the switchboard tonight, but something's definitely going on. We're going to play Mr. Honest Abe with A Black Sunrise. I love this piece from him. And let's check it out, Detroit, and all our global listeners. Let us know what you think.
Your tear shocks of pain have become your tear shocks, and a glass to drink away the sorrow inside. Confiding in me might have been one of the best moves you made, cause it allowed me to comprise this poem, making your ejaculated suffering fade away. You deserve to feel like a beacon of light that he can't help but see on a daily basis. A black sunrise whose face can't be denied. More than a Salisbury steak that's only taken out the freezer at dinner time. In place and blame, to feed the flame is the last thing I want to do. But I'm sure you're thinking something like, put down that glass of shut up juice and speak to your woman. Put out that stick of weed so your blind mind can see how unpleased your woman is. I'm not trying to hate on your man. They should know better to ignore his number one fan. Abe wants you to know that you are a treasure that can't be buried in a chest of solitude. Your pain and suffering shouldn't have to be balled up in a silent chamber, and the agony in your soul and eyes shouldn't equal the thickness in your hips and your thighs. Though these issues you got with your man make the quality time shaky, my words can be the peace to your mind's sake psyche, as the bed quaking, mind shaking, love making seems to have died down now. You've told me he loves you, and I've been trying to take your word for it without a doubt. The notion he don't like you, I failed to see the truth in. And now I find out you're carrying this child. Unplanned, like a clog in a drain or a bullet to the brain, it was holding on to it like an old man with a cane. But the days go by, and now tell me it's gone. See, I know the sudden loss your miscarried child makes this liquid frustration, bloody tears exposing fears that need comforting. And I hear all the time, the more things change, the more they stay the same. That's why it's hard for me to fathom you being shook as if you were common cold, thinking, how can he be so bold with you? Though your feelings were insignificant slaves sold to white masters. And he too may be hurting from this too common tragedy of nature, but needs to open his eyes and see the bigger picture of the situation. And you struggle to regain conscious hindsight to equal the sum of this fractured relationship, the arguments that made you a little numb. And to tell the truth, I'm starting to get a bad contact high off the sticky, icky tree smoking stress coming at you. Your life right now shouldn't be a chain that are laced with pain, whether cloud the skies reflecting your beautiful black sunrise. And testifying to me and the gods above may have you mess around and recapture the good love that's slipping out your fingers, so there is hope for the future. Always remember your time on this earth is precious. The infectious viruses contaminating these still waters must be treated in order for the sacred essence to be revitalized. And you don't take shit, you make shit. So defertilize the unsanitary weeds, spreading it in your soil. I'm here to help and keep the winter chills hitting you on counter feel so cold. The shine you and body can still circulate again. And end the blood clots living in the place above. You belong. Be strong and hold on to climb the face ladder I put in your sights. Ignore lightning that stick of dynamite on faithful deception. This TV's on the right channel, but with bad reception.
All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all my global listeners. You're tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network station with your host, Miss Poetic Energy, bringing it to you live in the evening time. All right, that was Mr. Honest Abe, Ode to the Poets. I love that piece from him. I just wish that I could have all the poets come to the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. It's just, this is going to be an amazing evening that night. We are going to have some amazing, talented people. We're going to have comedians, choirs, vocalists, poets, just, you know, some of everybody's going to be there, and I'm just so loving it. It just has been a labor of love. I actually really just can't wait till it comes so that I could be able to meet a lot of so many people coming from across the globe. Got people coming from Washington, D.C., Hollywood, California, Atlanta, Georgia, Tennessee. All right, so many people are just in there, Florida. So we have so many people just coming from across the globe. And I'm so looking forward to just having a great evening that night. We have just so much going on, but nevertheless, it's being done. And tonight we have shortened the show because we have so much going on. So we only have like 7 more minutes remaining in the show. That's why we're just keeping our artists in rotation. Those of you in the chat room, I appreciate your presence, Faith Poetry, PoetX, and me, and all of our guests that showed up to the show. We certainly appreciate you and your support always. We got a lot of projects going on. We still have some authors that we're working on. Some of their projects, and we got some upcoming projects, and I can't wait to get with Miss Kelly. She's one of the first poets that's been selected so we can air the documentary, The Homeless Cry. We just have so many things that's just in the works and truly being blessed, and I definitely cannot complain about that. I'm just really truly honored to just have the Most High on my side. That's all I can say. We have some really amazing artists, authors that are coming up with some great, great things. Can't wait to. We have one of our authors is doing a kids collection, and you know some nice illustrations are going to be coming. So I just can't wait to. We unfold and be able to share with you what some of our amazing, talented friends and family members are doing out there in the world. All right, we're going to keep this last minute segment, keep it going here. We're going to play one more of our artists, and this is Miss Honey, the Expressionist. I think she goes by that now. I think she changed her name a little bit, but, you know, we like the Expressionist, so we're going to play her track, Walk In It, y'all.
To walk in my shoes, let me tell you, you tripped and you failed over the trial that was meant for me, didn't you? How does it feel to put your shoes on my feet? I can't tell you, but you also can't tell me how it feels, baby girl, to try to put your foot in my shoe. Those shoes were built, made, and created from the sole to the size to the shoestring extreme for my feet and my trials and tribulations. How dare you think you can walk over here on a path that was made and built for me and my feet only? You could not survive in the mentality that I have to keep upon myself each and every day as I live in a zone that you could not even dream of. You, baby girl, need to get yourself together, shape, and mold your own mind, your own soul, your body to fit into the path that was predestined for you. Then and then only can you have peace. Then and then only can you walk in the uprightness that you're supposed to walk in. Only then can you gather up the sheep that should be up under your wings as a mother hen, as a nurturer, as a shepherd should be. No, I'm not talking about the church here, baby girl. I'm talking about reality and your neighborhood, starting right within your own home and gathering them babies up around you, going out the door and dropping your bits of wisdom. See, you can't take my bits of wisdom because wisdom comes from experience, and it's my experiences you have not experienced. So therefore, my wisdom is not your wisdom, just like your wisdom is not my wisdom, baby. So stop trying to reach over here and grab what's mine. Keep your hands in your pot. Take a moment. Take a deep breath and look upon your own doorstep. Take one step back. Get it together. Grab yourself and get it. Now have you got it? Now let's walk with it. Let's walk with it, girl. Come on, because you can take that first step and you can be that mother hen. You can be that captain of that ship that you're supposed to be guiding down this stream called life. Don't tell me what you can't do because I know you can. Let me tell you how to do it, baby girl. You just take a deep breath, look in that mirror, gather from the depths of your soul where can't nobody take it away from you. Your experiences, your wisdom, your knowledge that you gathered when you were treated wrong, abused, misused, and every type of thing from the day you were born to today. Take and gather on it. Don't let nobody take it from you, because I'm going to tell you, can nobody take what's inside of you. Can't nobody take your dignity. Can't nobody do it. You hear me, girl? This is Mama Honey over here telling you. Yep, got a couple of gray hairs, so how do you think that I got them? I got them from Mother Wisdom. Now, baby girl, it's your turn. It's your turn. Walk in it. Walk in it.
Welcome back to Fun and All My Global Listeners. That was Miss Honey the Expressionist with her Walk In It, which happens to be one of our nominees. I told you tonight we were just going to keep the rotation of our nominees. And, you know, I read a poem earlier, but I think it's important so you guys will know that, you know, there's so many of us out there that, you know, just go unnoticed. And we definitely want to make sure we always continue to show our love to make artists out there that's just trying to do everything they can to just bring quality poetry, you know, make their dreams happen. We want to be a part of helping other people make their dreams happen. We're going to put another artist in rotation here. Like I said, we shortened the show for tonight because we have so much going on. We still got authors getting books ready for authors to, you know, keep doing their thing out there in the literary world. We're doing the things with the poets. We're doing with the things with the life coaching. And, you know, we got so many things just working on our behalf, and we're just so grateful to the Most High for that has granted us in our lives. We're going to take it home tonight. I just want to make sure that you guys remember the Spoken Word Billboard Awards, September 29th in Canton, Michigan. You can go to the SpokenWordBillboard.com to learn more about that, or you can go to the Village Theater in Canton website, and it'll have a link that takes you right to the ticket information where you can order your ticket, reserve your ticket, and they will also mail it to you. So whatever you do, make sure you get your ticket, spread the word, because this is going to be a much, much exciting, very newsworthy event, because we just are celebrating the love of poetry and the arts in general. We have comedians that are going to be there. We have vocalists are going to be there, R&B sensations that are going to be there, just, and, you know, pastors, spiritual leaders that are going to be there. So we're just, you know, highly anticipating that, and we look forward to seeing all of you there. You feel free to contact me on my webpage, my fan page, Official Michelle E. Alford, on Facebook, or you can, you know, message me. You can, even if I can't connect you as my friend, I do have a second page now. It's also Author Michelle E. Alford, page number 2, and I have a fan page, so you're able to contact me on either of those environments. We also have a fan page for the radio show, so if you need to reach out and touch me, feel free to do that. But we're going to take it out with Miss Jazzy Siddiq, and we're going to play her Unity and take it out. Let's stick together, you guys, and let's do things in unity. All right, we're going to take it out. We love you, and we appreciate you always. Take care.
This is a public service announcement. Everyone's attention. We've come a long way since the civil rights movement. So I just have one question. How do we go from chains and whips to Bloods and Crips? From pumping our fists to emptying clips? How do we get from Rosewood to Boys in the Hood? From peace, my brother, my sister, what's good? We bleed not only red, but green and black. The colors of our forgotten African ancestors that struggle with oppressions on their backs. Consider the facts. Why is it our own we attack? The crab effect. Pulling each other down just to be politically correct? With all due respect, we're not above one another. Let go of the old house slave mentality. It's not about skin color. And why are we living out the dream of the king? And I don't mean Elvis. Although sometimes we act like we're all shook up. We need to take time out and pick a book up. Learn our history. Don't rely on someone else telling his story or her story. But the story's about tears and glory. And when we say niggas, how do you figure? We don't bypass the stereotypes of the whites. Our focus must be restoration. 50 years later, we're still striving for unification. 2012, no more hesitation. Love, peace, and blessings.